to be a man. Thank you. Good morning. Hey.
Hey. Sorry we're running 4 minutes behind when we're supposed to be telling you guys that this is Songs with Words, but it's happening now.
It's happening now, and that's all that matters.
This is Songs with Words,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
What did we just hear, Joe?
We just heard Didn't I by Durando.
Excellent choice.
Really beautiful, peaceful song. And then Luna by The Smashing Pumpkins.
Awesome.
Because, obviously, The Smashing Pumpkins, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I feel like Halloween is the only time I actually think about The Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, but I should think about them more.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah. New goal.
They deserve it. All right, next we're going to be hearing I Want You to Love Me by Fiona Apple.
So also, kind of autumn-coded. Apple?
Oh, yes, Apple.
Okay, take it away, Fiona.
Thank you. source. Sing it to me all day long. When the aching sound of silence used to be your favorite song. You and me against the world. You were my man and I your girl. We had nothing except each other. You were my whole world. When the day came and you were up and gone. And I still call home that house in Nebraska. Where we found each other on a dirty mattress on the second floor. While the world was empty, save you and I. Where you came and I left, and you left and I cried. Where you told me even if we died tonight that I'd die yours. Mama calls me sometimes to see if I'm doing well. And I lie to her and say that I'm doing fine, when really I'd kill myself to hold you one more time. And it hurts.
So that was A House in Nebraska by Ethel Cain. Apologies for the 8 minute long song.
But don't apologize.
I just feel like there's so many different, like, that song feels like it could be like four songs in one song, so like it's okay.
It's okay, and also, like, this hour is ours to use.
Exactly.
As we please.
So exactly. We could just make you listen to the same white noise on repeat.
It. So true.
We could. We won't, but we could. Mm. It's a threat. all right. What do we have next, Veronica?
Next, we have On Our Way to Fall by Yola Tango, which we're already in fall, but it's okay. Like, I don't know, deal with
it. All right, here we go.
City.
That was Adult Diversion by Always. And now it's time for some education. Let me choose a different one. Sorry. Joe, this is Joe's least favorite part of our hour. So the people know. Okay. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Who, like, what authority do you need to be able to just say, like, the government is watching you and also there's malwares on your computer? And it's, like, completely unfounded.
I don't know. You haven't done your research. I trust the PSAs.
Okay, I don't know. I just feel like, yes, the government's watching me, but, like, why should I care about it?
That's true. Okay, well, let's move on. Here's Some Things Cosmic by Angel Olsen.
I love this song so much. Oh, my God.
I'm glad. Here it is.
Drink up, baby, stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure of days. keep them still. Drink up, baby. Look at the stars. I kiss you again. Between the bars where I'm seeing you there. With your hands in the air. Waiting to finally be caught. Drink up.
Right, that was Something Cosmic by Angel Olsen and Between the Bars by Elliot Smith. And now it is time for me to read some words, as is the name of our show, Songs with Words. I'm going to be reading a letter from this collection of letters that I am reading. and it's love letters between Virginia Woolf and Vital Sackville West. Put together by Alison Bechdel.
I love Alison Bechdel.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She is awesome.
Have you read Funhouse? Fun Home? Fun Home. Not Funhouse.
No, but I have read her other book. What is
like,
it?
Like self-improvement one?
Yeah.
I haven't read that one, but anyways, keep going.
Anyways, so this, I won't get into the story behind how long it took me to get my hands on this book, but I just have been wanting to read it for a while, and now that time is here, and I found it to be extremely beautiful, and I'm really, really happy. Like, I think I had too much hype for it in my brain, but honestly, it's living up to the hype so far.
Amazing.
So, anyways, here is just a letter that I'm only, like, a quarter of the way through, but, so maybe I'll read one next week as well. But here's my favorite letter so far. So this is a letter from Vita to Virginia, and she was in Italy on July 16th. I hope that no one has ever yet, or ever will, throw down a glove I was not ready to pick up. You asked me to write a story for you. On the peaks of mountains and beside green lakes, I am writing it for you. I shut my eyes to the blue of the gentians, to the coral of Adrian. I pronounce that
Androses,
sorry,
yeah,
to the coral of Androses. I shut my ears to the brawling rivers. I shut my nose to the scent of pines. I concentrate on my story. Perhaps you will be the polite publisher and I shall get my book back. The Hogarth Press regrets the accompanying manuscript, etc., or whatever your formula may be. Still, I shall remain without resentment. The peaks and the green lakes and the challenge will have made it worthwhile, and to you alone shall it be dedicated. But of course, the real challenge wasn't the story, which was after all merely a commercial proposition, but the letter. You said I wrote letters of impersonal frigidity. Well, it is difficult, perhaps, to do otherwise in a country where two rocky peaks of uncompromising majesty soar into the sky immediately outside one's window, and where an amphitheater of mountains encloses one's horizons and one's footsteps. Today I climbed up to the eternal snows, and there found bright yellow poppies braving alike the glacier and the storm, and was ashamed before their courage. Consequently, you see, one is made to feel extremely impersonal and extremely insignificant. I can't tell you how many dolomitic miles and altitudes I have by now in my legs. I feel as though all intellect has been swallowed up into sheer physical energy and well-being. This is how one ought to feel, I am convinced. I contemplate young mountaineers hung with ropes and ice axes and think that they alone have understood how to live life.
Wow.
Well, that's just... they're just incredible writers, and the thing is that I think that there's a, I don't know if I'm really a fan of, I don't know if I'm a fangirl. Like, I'm a fan. I respect both of their writings, like their, like their professional writings, but just having a look into a correspondence between two people who are undeniably good and beautiful writers that was not meant for anybody else's eyes other than each other's is like, I don't know. I just don't think that you can find a lot of things like it out there. And it's really special and I really recommend it. But anyways, that was a lot of words.
Beautiful.
So let's get back to the music. And next we're going to be hearing
Every Day by Wiseblood.
Scared of being There she stands among the daffodils she sells, dressed in blue and yellow. Wonder why I fell so much in love with her. Daisy lady, I wonder maybe if some lazy day you'll stray away with me. Ooh-wee, you drive me crazy. I wish I was a bee among her pretty flowers. Oh, I'd never sting her. You know I'd love to bring her honey sweet as she. Daisy lady, I wonder maybe if some lazy day you'll stray away with me. Ooh-wee, you drive me crazy. I bought some flowers from my flower girl today. Bunch of big red roses. Guess what? I suppose I'll send them right back to my Daisy lady. I wonder maybe if some lazy day you'll stray away with me. Ooh-wee, you drive me crazy. There she stands among the daffodils she sells, dressed in blue and yellow. Wonder why I fell so much in love with her. Daisy lady, wonder maybe if some lazy day you'll stray away with me. Ooh-wee, drive me crazy.
That was Daisy Lady by Tir Na Nog. That's not an English name, so I'm sorry for not saying that correctly. That was requested by Eli. So here you go, Eli. Daisy Lady. And it's like we're giving you a bouquet of daisies on this fine fall morning. So I have a poem. It's written by Carmen Maria Machado, whose memoir I just finished for one of my classes, and it was spectacular. If anyone is looking for their next memoir and is open to experimental form, you should all read In the Dream House by Carmen Maria Machado. Anyways, she's also a poet. This one is called Meat Eater Number 5. I realize today that I will die with work unfinished, and someone will have to find it. I am determined to be alone, so who knows who will have to sift through it all. Fragments of pages of nothing, dumb emails. Will it be a lover? I hate the word lover, but one of my lovers loves the word lover, so I can't escape it even though it makes me feel beloved. I have a type, and I always find them. When they ask me to put my own hand to my own throat, I don't just listen. I ask, are you left-handed or right? Because the first or second or third or fourth time you have someone is never the best. Ecstasy takes practice. I want to say this, but I don't, because it would put pressure on this nothing. I will die, and someone, not them, will have to make sense of the unfinished books and juvenilia and W-2s and archived internet journals and paper to-do lists, car inspection, playlist for K, digitized to-do list. I'll die because one day I was alive, and the next day I was alive with a little cul-de-sac at the end of an artery in my brain. The doctor is concerned. You're telling me, dude. He has knowledge, wisdom, experience, but I have some too. He asks if I have questions, and I tell him the trick to having your heart broken is telling someone you are going to break my heart, because either you're happy to be wrong or you're right.
Holy Holy shoot. That was incredible.
She is incredible. And that was a recent poem. So now I'm kind of worried about her.
No, I'm sure it's okay.
Damn it.
Wow.
I just discovered her too, so.
I'm sure.
You got this, Carmen.
Wow, that was really beautiful. Okay, wow. I need to go read some of her stuff.
Yes,
after.
You do.
All right, here is Hey, Who Really Cares by Linda Perhax.
Been coming down for a long time. Changes coming down on me. Can't seem to carry them all now. Been wishing there was someone else I could be. Hey, now who really cares? Hey, won't somebody listen? Let me say what's been on my mind. Can I bring it out to you? I need someone to talk to, and no one else will spare me the time. I used to think of Ferris wheel light sounds, the Friday hum of neon and blue, but now they're like circular cages of grated tin and rusted wind. Hey, now who really cares? Hey, won't somebody listen? Let me say what's been on my mind. Can I bring it out to you? I need someone to talk to, and no one else will spare me the time.
Was Hey Who Really Cares by Linda Perhax, and now we have Naked Patience by Happiness with a Y in it.
I like this song a lot. Good choice, Joe.
All right, and we also are just about at the end of our hour, so this was
Songs with words, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Dust Reform Radio. We love you. Have a good week.
We'll see you guys all next week. Bye.
Getting dizzy. together anymore. Let me take a deep breath, babe. If you need me, me and me will be hanging out with the Dream King. Near shit hot, by the way. I don't wanna leave, you're leaving, cause me and Charles mentioned like the same ice cream. I think it's that girl. And I think the pieces of me you've never seen. Maybe she's just pieces of me you've never seen.